Part 1. The Reverend. But he knoweth not that the dead are there. Proverbs 9:18. Chapter 1. 1. He had come down out of the high country, a long, lean preacher man covered in dust, riding a buckskin mare with an abscessed back, a wound made by hard riding and saddle friction against dust and hide. Both man and horse looked ready to drop. The man was dressed in black from boots to hat, save for a dusty white shirt and the silver glitter of a modified 36 Colt Navy revolver in his black sash waistband. His face, like many men of the word, was hard and stern, but there was something definitely ungodlike about the man. He had the cool blue eyes of a cold killer, the eyes of a man who had seen the elephant and seen it well. In his own way, he was a killer. Men had dropped before the blast of his 36 Navy, their last vision being thick black smoke curling upwards from the mouth of his shiny revolver. But in the Reverend's eyes, to his way of thinking, each had been in need of the sword stroke, and it had been God's will. And he, Jebediah Mercer, had been the Lord's avenging hand. Or at least it seemed that way at the time. As Jeb often told his tent congregation, "Brethren, I kill sin. I am the good right arm of the Lord, and I kill sin." And there were the times when he did not feel so righteous, but he had learned to put these thoughts aside, swamp them with his own interpretation of God's word. It was the break of day, and as Jeb rode slowly, wearily, toward Mutt Creek, morning slipped in on the breath of a cool wind as the birds sang in symphony. Stopping on a velvet-green rise of grass above the town, Jeb, like some saint from on high, looked down. Down on clabbered buildings lined on either side by thick forest. A tumbleweed thought, one that often rolled by, came to him. East Texas. A hell of a beautiful sight. A long-missed home. Tilting his broad-brimmed hat forward, the Reverend urged his buckskin on down into the town of Mutt Creek, down to plant the seed of his rambling ministry.